Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. The market continues to exhibit what some would call bipolar behavior. One day, oil stocks go up, the next day they plummet. Another day, retail stocks go up, and then the next day they crater. Technology stocks, who were the market darlings of late 2020 and the last 10 months of 2021, cratered in the first 6 months of 2022 to previously unheard of levels. Brief rallies in the sector give hope to beaten-down investors looking to recoup losses only to be carpet-slammed to new lows in classic head-fake rallies. The first week of July appears to be another in a long line of hopeful rallies, and only time will tell if the latest rallies hold or new lows await once again. Some analysts argue the bad news about inflation and the Fed's response to it is thoroughly baked into the market by now, while others claim there is more downside to come. Stock prices are based on company earnings, and since earnings are backward-looking, the current earnings reports, which have just begun, will show just how anemic some believe the economy is. Since current prices reflect last quarter's earnings, this latest round of reports coming out, which will encompass much of this month of July, may reflect more reductions in profits and revenue. If earnings come in weaker than expected, stock prices may fall again in what is called earnings compression. One could say the current fall in stock prices is based on earnings expectations, where earnings compression may occur due to the actual financial reports coming out in this current quarter. Earnings compression is the fall in reported earnings based on the economic slowdown. Since stock prices are believed by some to have currently fallen based on the expectations of falling earnings, the actual reports may show a verified fall in earnings. This fall in earnings may then have an effect on analysts and investors alike to subsequently adjust their expectations based on real numbers instead of these projections. This adjustment means a stock price which is based on what the company was expected to earn in the coming quarter may be adjusted lower due to the verification that earnings indeed are slowing. Think of it as fire insurance in a heavily wooded area. Prices for fire insurance in a fire-prone area will be expensive, no doubt. But should a fire break out, say, close by, fire policies would surely skyrocket. That's if one could obtain a policy at all. This example details stock prices which are based on expectations versus prices which are based on an actual occurrence. Stock prices today reflect the expectation that the economy is slowing, but there is little reflection of the slowdown based on last quarter's earnings reports. When the current earnings quarter is reported by companies throughout this month of July, the truth will then be known as to how bad things really may be. Should earnings by a variety of companies show some real bad numbers, there could be even further downside ahead, as expectations become a harsh reality and an earnings compression event takes place. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast is my opinion only and may not necessarily reflect those of this news media, staff members, or underwriters, and reflects no opinion of any bank or investment advisory firm. I hold a degree in economics with honors in 1979 from San Diego State University, and our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. I hold California insurance license OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. My name's Mark Cunaberdi.